Welcome to I Have a Strange Story podcast. This is the podcast where two sisters retell your strange and paranormal experiences. My name is Rebecca.
I'm Lindsay.
And before we get to on, please. Whoa. I know. Please edit this out. But also,
you had a struggle, ogle through that.
I know. I was trying to be so smooth. Okay. Here we go again. I knew this was going to happen. Shit. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
So please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us, and send us your stories to ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com. Lindsay, do you have any announcements?
I have something weird to talk about.
Ooh.
I know. I haven't talked to you about it yet. I was saving it. So, are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Burm, burm, burm.
Are you ready for it?
So I took a Lyft in back from wherever I was to come back home, and I started talking to the driver, which some of the drivers talk, some of them don't. This guy wanted to talk, which I'm cool with. But I usually don't share anything about myself, and I usually just ask questions. Mm-hmm. And so this guy, I ended up telling him that I was like, I'm from Texas. Cause like, I have to tell everybody that I'm from Texas. I'm like, I'm not from here. I don't understand this. And so I told him I was from Texas, and he was like, well, you're probably not going to like this. And he was like, the one thing I like coming out of Texas is Alex Jones. And I was like, okay. And I was like, listen, to each their own, you know, whatevs. It's cool. You can like Alex Jones if you want to. But then he was telling me about how he was selling books on the corner way before everything with COVID happened, and it predicted COVID was going to happen. And then I asked him if he believed in aliens, and he didn't. He was like, no, none of that's true. That's all fake. They just say that to us to make us, to distract us. And he was like, so aliens aren't real. So I was just really taken back by this conversation with this guy. And it was an interesting experience. And I don't know why I wrote it down as an announcement. In fact, I may even cut it out. But I didn't know if you had any thoughts. But yeah. I was like, I want a copy of one of these books. And he was like, well, you can't buy them anywhere. So I couldn't get my hands on any of the books that he was talking about. But it was all, he said the books predicted everything that's happening right now.
Oh, crazy.
I know. It's a very interesting, I guess it's an Alex Jones thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure that you could probably find it maybe on eBay or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, that totally makes sense that you would continue to ask him questions and also hear his side of the story. That's what we do on this show.
I know. So I've been, I started watching Pen 15 again.
Yeah.
And I got my boyfriend to start watching it, and he really likes it. But one of my favorite things that have come out of it is that he's like, you look just like Anna.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
It is so insane how similar we look.
Yes.
Like, especially even whenever she's playing the young her, that's how I look.
Yep.
I look just like her.
Absolutely.
It makes me so sad that that show fucking ended. But what's funny is I don't know if you've watched it as much as I have. But Maya does the sister, sister. She does that shit all the time. And I can't decide who I most like. I think I relate the most to Maya in the episode where she has a solo in the band. And she clearly has no idea what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they try to help her. And they're like, am I late or am I on time? And she was like, late? And he's like, no. Like, she just clearly doesn't know how to play her instrument. And I'm like, that was me. I never practiced. I was always like third chair. And I think sometimes to punish first and second chair, the director would make them switch with me to move me up. And I remember I'd be real excited because I was like, I'm getting better. But if they would just be doing it to punish.
Oh,
I know. I was.
That's so mean.
I mean, I didn't practice. I got what I deserved. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyways, Pen 15 is such a genius TV show. Like, you laugh, you cry, like, you can do everything with it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just so sad that it ended.
Yeah. On a side note, there is an episode of Big Mouth mm-hmm. where they come back as cartoon characters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you should watch that show.
I haven't watched Big Mouth in a long time.
Okay. I feel like that's a genius comedy. All but, right. Yeah, there is an episode. I don't know which one it is, but they're on it.
Ugh. I love it. I bet you a lot of people are too young to know, like, to relate to Pen 15.
I don't know, dude. I think that this is every girl's childhood. I kind of, like, we're just, girls are just weird and funny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a genius show, though.
God damn. Anyways, that was is that all I have? Oh, and I moved. Yep.
Yeah, second time.
Second time in like 4 months.
Yeah, glad you got there.
Done. It's over.
Dunsies.
Yep. That's all I got. Did you have any announcements?
I do. I have something weird that happened to me, too.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? I didn't tell you this either because I wanted to be a surprise. This happened this morning.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was getting up and I was like awake at like 4:30 in the morning. I wasn't trying to wake up. It just happened. And like I could hear my neighbors slamming their cabinet doors or something like that. And so I just like rolled over and I sighed and I sighed and I went, like, it's just a noise that I make sometimes. Whenever you live alone, you don't realize how much noise you make.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I did that noise. And then I kept hearing that noise being repeated.
Oh, my Becky, so stop it.
I can't stop it. So I could hear my neighbors, like, moving around and stuff. And so I was trying really hard to focus on what was going on and if they were making that noise or if it was coming from inside the house. Like, I couldn't tell. And it was really early and I was kind of, you know, tired and in between that time of waking up and being asleep. But I just kept on hearing the same, like over and over again.
No.
Yeah, and it was that particular, like, sound. There wasn't anything behind it or before it. It was just that noise. I heard my neighbor, like, sneeze really obnoxiously, but I didn't hear anything else.
I hate it. That, but here's the thing. So, like, what I have found is that when you're in those situations, it's not as scary as you think it would be. So, like, hearing it, it sounds fucking awful. But was it awful?
No, it wasn't.
That's so weird.
I was even thinking to myself, like, so there's this woman that I follow on TikTok who is who lives, I think, in the Appalachian Mountains, and she has something in her house. She's like covered in paranormal stuff, but she has something in her house recently where she recorded something mimicking her voice saying hey. I think we've talked about this before. She talks about something saying hey in the woods where she lives. Well, this was something in her house and she has it recorded, and I was thinking, like, this is kind of like that. Like, this is something mimicking my voice or my, you know, my sigh. I wasn't really scared. I was curious. Like, it kind of, you know, that feeling you get, like, you kind of freeze up for a minute and you're like, what was that? I felt that, like, the first time that I heard it, but then the next couple of times I was just really trying hard to hear it, to see if what I was actually hearing was my own voice, which it sounded a lot like it, or if it was my neighbor's.
Yeah. I mean, do you think they could they have been doing it back to you? Because, I mean, I'm filling in the gaps here because I'm a child from trauma. And I'm like, did it annoy your neighbors? And so they were doing it back, or?
I don't, like, to me, it doesn't seem like they would be able to hear it.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't
You know, like, I was, it was not loud by any means. It was just a, like a sigh. And I wasn't doing it like, this doesn't matter if somebody was mocking me to be mean, but I wasn't doing it to be mean. It was just a natural thing that came out of my nose whenever I sighed. So yeah, I don't know, man. It could have been in my neighbors, I guess, but I don't know why they would spend like 5 to 10 minutes doing that.
Dude, your place is fucking haunted.
You know what I'm going to say?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I know. I don't want to stay at your place.
Oh, dude, my place has good vibes.
No, I don't want to go.
Real good vibes.
If I go and I hear somebody sigh back at me, I'm going to die. But then I know it's always different when you're in this situation. So maybe I wouldn't just die, but Jesus.
Yeah. This is what I've wanted my whole life. And I'm like, meh, it's not happening.
That's what, you know, it gets the best of you, man.
I know, right? Pets decided to come alive right now.
Oh, good.
Like everybody's eating and playing. I know. They've been asleep. This happens all the time, folks. Lindsay and I have literally been talking for 2 hours. Everybody has been dead silent. And now my dog's like, I'm hungry. And my cats are like fucking with shit. So anyways.
Everybody in my house is asleep right now, but they've all gathered round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's all that I have. Wow. What's wrong with me? It's the second glass of wine that I've been drinking. I have a story that I'd like to share with
you.
Yes,
please.
I will get into it. So this comes from Danae Sweet.
Oh,
and I don't
my
know
God.
If. Yeah, I know. Isn't that nice?
That's very nice.
I know. So she is the host of the Witchy Woman podcast, which is where we first met, which is where I got like all of my witchy information from whenever I was beginning on my spiritual journey.
How cool.
I know. And we just stayed in touch. Like we, you know, we don't talk all the time, but I reached out to her a couple of weeks ago to talk about that Twin Flame documentary.
Oh my God.
And I was basically like, you know what I'm really frustrated about is that they're using the term Twin Flame wrong.
Yeah. What did she say?
Well, she thought that it was a crazy show. Okay. Like she had never heard of it until... I told her about it and then she binge watched it and then we talked about how fucking crazy it was.
Okay.
And so she actually sent me like this other video that's like, here are your top 5 cult movies to watch from 2023. And I'm like, yes. Because what some of you may or may not know is that I love a good cult documentary.
Yeah, I do but, too. I didn't know that about you.
Oh, crazy.
How did I not know that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because I like, love cult stuff
I just
too.
Assumed. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She also has another podcast called Witchy Woman History, where she retells women in history that were kind of swept under the rug as far as like the patriarchy goes.
Oh my God.
And so like her, I know. So her first episode is about Lilith and it's really amazing. So listen to both of her shows. She's finished with Witchy Woman podcast. She's moved on to Witchy Woman History. She's going to talk about this place where she grew up in Nebraska. And so she grew up on a cattle and a horse ranch. And it was a family ranch and was originally homesteaded around 1912. So it's old as fuck, she says. And it's in the middle of nowhere. So the closest neighbor is like 5 miles away. And it's over 10 miles from any town or any main roads. So there's no car sounds or evidence of any other humans being out there. It's just the land. and the cows and the horses and the property.
Okay.
And she says there are a few houses on this property, but the one that she's going to talk about is the original two-story house that was built in 1912. She says it's a house that my family used to house guests and family that wanted to come hang out at the ranch but wanted more privacy than staying in their basement. So she ended up living there when she decided that she was going to work for her dad one winter and spring. And she was about 19 years old at the time, and she moved in with just a few things that she had and then settled into to work on the ranch. She started to clean and decorate the place and making it look really nice, but she avoided the upstairs. She said that the staircase was really steep and it just felt really weird. It was there a few weeks, and she started hearing footsteps upstairs at night. Mm. And they would happen a bit like after midnight, and they were loud enough to wake her up. And at first she thought it was maybe a raccoon that had gotten up there somehow, and it's an old house, and she couldn't think of anything other than like animals for that noise. And I'm just going to like caveat, like this girl is from the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's the first thing she's not going to think of is this is a ghost or something. It's like, obviously, this is an old house. There's animals. It's settling. Like, she knows her shit, you know? Yeah. And so she decided one night just to go check it out. So she had a flashlight and she went upstairs. And she says that there was a door that had a lock on the outside of it to go up the stairs, as though to lock something upstairs. Yeah. So that's weird.
I mean,
she had asked, I know, right? Like, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Number one, the stairs to the, or the door to the upstairs has a lock on it from the outside. And see, she had asked her dad about it whenever she first moved in, and he didn't know why it was locked or who locked it or anything like that. And so she removed the lock and she opened the door, and she said, of course, the light bulb was burned out of the stairwell light fixture, and it was dark as fuck. And so she shined her flashlight up in the stairs and saw nothing but cobwebs and shadows made by the flashlight beam. She pushed aside the webs and started up the stairs and would stop just every few stairs to listen to more footsteps. She said there was nothing until she got about halfway up and stopped. She said she held her breath to listen and heard a few steps that sounded like they were just to the right of the stairwell landing. She was so spooked that she didn't move. No breathing, nothing. She held her breath for a bit more and then decided to get the hell out of there. Okay. I know. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Hauled ass back downstairs and locked the door behind her. She was so freaked out that she didn't want to sleep that night and had all the lights on until she left for work that morning. And here's the other thing. She's a spooky girl. She's had paranormal experiences off and on most of her life. So this wasn't new, but it was just the fact that she was alone in this old creepy house that it really started to get to her.
Yeah.
And then a few nights went by, no footsteps upstairs, and she started to think it was probably my imagination or that it was a big-ass mouse or something like that. She said thinking like that was her first mistake. She went to bed probably a few weeks later and had finally was able to have a sleep without having the living room light on, and she felt peaceful. But then, of course, a bit after midnight, she woke up to the sound of a crash upstairs and more footsteps.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. To say she was terrified was an understatement. She says she's somebody that needs closure to see something with her own eyes, whether it's true or not. So because she's this type of person, she knew I'm not going to sleep. And I don't want to be the 19-year-old girl to go to my dad in the middle of the night and say I'm scared. Ugh. Brave girl. 19 isn't that old.
I know. Wait a minute. Are you going to tell me that she went upstairs?
She got up.
Because that's what you would have done.
She got her flashlight.
Oh, my God.
She walked up the stairs.
Oh, my God. There's no way. There's no way, dude.
I don't know how she did that either. Like, I feel like you think that I'm pretty brave.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like you would have done it. Like, that has you written all over it.
I don't, like, by myself, though, I think I probably would have done it if you were with me or if I had a friend or something, because I felt like, in a way, I felt like I would have to.
There's no way. If I hear a noise in my apartment, like, one time I heard something fell in the bathroom and I screamed and I ran into the kitchen. So I know I am not like a let's investigate that type of gal.
I know, right?
I'm like, yeah. Let's get out of here.
I know. You know, I don't know how I would be now because like this, you know, that I've been hearing in my bedroom last night, I was just like, let's get curious about this. And then hearing Mimi, now I did get really scared whenever I heard Mimi. Like, I was just, oh, I couldn't move.
I want you to,
if you guys don't know,
make another noise tonight and see if you hear it.
Okay, I'll try.
But I hope, you know, I'm not on speaker, so the spirits can't hear me, so they don't know that I'm telling you to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So it's still a secret between you, me, and like, it's me like winking at the spirits. Like, anyways, let's get back to Danae's story. I'm so sorry. She went upstairs.
It's okay. Yeah. She waited just a little bit before she took the lock off just to hear if there was any more noise, if there was anything else going up there, but there was nothing. And so she removed the lock, she opened the door, and shined the flashlight up the stairs. And there seemed to be dust in the air that the beam was showing through in the darkness.
Yeah.
Like things were disturbed up there. And it's an old, dusty, it's old and dusty upstairs that hasn't really been touched in probably 10 years. So if something fell over or was rushing around up there, dust in the air was a good possibility. It took her a bit of courage to make it all the way up to the landing and cussed herself all the way up the stairs for not putting in a new light bulb in the fixture. And then at the top of the stairs, there's a room to the left and there's one to the right. Nothing forward, just those two rooms and both doors were open. So she was a few steps below the top and she paused and decided which room she'd check first and hoping those lights worked in the rooms. So she went to the right and mimicked the movements that she had seen on cop shows. I love this part.
Yes.
I love that she's doing this. So she had her back on the wall in the stairwell. She pivoted into the doorway with her flashlight if she was holding a pistol. She flipped on the light. And she says, at this point, I'm fucking scared and I'm holding my breath again. And she had her back against the wall next to the doorway and just surveyed the room. She said, this is weird, but there's nothing else that goes into it. But I'm just saying that this is weird. There was half a dozen mason jars just sitting on a shag carpet. She says
creepy.
It seemed odd to her. Yeah, it does seem creepy, right? She said the window looked shut and undisturbed. There wasn't a closet in the room, so she was able just to check that one off, that there was nothing scary going into that in that room. And then whenever she realized that, she was like, God damn it, it's the other room, you know?
Yeah.
She felt like she was suffocating, that she had butterflies so bad that she felt dizzy.
Yeah.
And then she pulled up her big girl panties and decided to fuck it. I need to see what's in this room.
Yeah.
I don't understand where this bravery comes from. Like, I get it. She's a brave person. But I don't know that I could do this.
I called the police when I heard somebody saying help.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I would call the police if I thought someone was in my attic. There's just no way.
Yeah. So, like, the other thing with that is that there's nobody for miles around. So even if she called the police, like nobody could come.
Oh my God.
But I feel you, girl. Like, I don't know that I would be this brave. But she pivoted back into the doorway and shined the flashlight straight into the other room. And that's where the dust was settling. So she could tell that this room had some sort of activity. And so she scurried to the light switch in that room and looked around frantically for whatever intruder was there. She's like, was it a raccoon, a mouse, a human? Mm-hmm. There was nothing. There was a futon and some old cassette tapes lying on the floor next to it. Some empty beer bottles and cans that were strewn around the room. And she was pretty sure it was just probably leftover evidence from some deer hunters that were there last fall. So she wasn't really worried about anybody actually squatting up there. She waited a bit to see if she could hear anything, but there was nothing. And then there were some sliding door closets that were almost closed. The worst kind of closet.
Those are the scariest.
And there was just a little bit of darkness peeking out from about 3 to 4 inch gap where they weren't quite shut. And she 100% did not want to open those doors. Yeah. But again, too curious and stubborn. So she went over with one hand, slid the door open, and with the other, she shined the flashlight into the dark. And she says, "What I saw, I will never forget."
No.
She saw a few bar stools that were being stored in the closet. One was on its side, leaning against the closet wall. She looked at the bar stools, and when she heard what she can only describe as shuffling sound on the floor of the closet. She whipped around to her left, and right before the beam illuminated the far side of the closet wall, she saw a pair of yellow eyes staring back at her. I know, right? And she says, as the light hit those eyes, they disappeared.
And that's it.
She screamed bloody murder.
Okay.
And moved backward, trying to get away from the closet. She fell over backwards. She dropped the flashlight and she panicked. The light in the room was still on, but she was so afraid of whatever was in there. And she was afraid it would shut off the light and keep her in the dark.
Yeah.
So she like rolled over. She grabbed the flashlight. She flew down the stairs so fast that she doesn't remember getting from the landing to the bottom. And then she just locked the door. She was scared, confused, and already like gaslighting herself. She was like, what I just saw, was it for real? Did this actually happen? Was it a dream state? Was I confused? I can't possibly have seen eyes in that closet that would disappear with when there's light. And she tried to reason and tell herself it was a raccoon. It had to be, even though she didn't see any raccoon poo up there. There was nothing that had been destroyed. And once again, I'm just going to go back to say this girl is a country girl.
Yeah.
And she knows what an eye shine looks like in an animal.
Yeah.
But she said she never got good sleep after that. She ended up moving away and joining the military not long after that incident. And about 10 years went by, and she was visiting the ranch and friends. And then some friends they were there to visit her dad, too. And they were doing redneck shit and driving around on their off-road vehicles at night, just being country folks. And then they all have these weird experiences in the old house and decided that they wanted to drive down to go through the house. They drove up to the house. They got out. There were like 4 or 5 of them. They stood, and one of the guys mentioned that the upstairs was the creepiest part of the house. And we all agreed. A split second later, the window from the room I had the experience in illuminated. Something had turned the light on. They scooted the fuck out of there super fast and decided they had had enough excitement and went back to the main house. And then the next morning, they wanted to go back and check out the house in the daylight. And upon investigation, they found that the stairwell door was padlocked. So no one could possibly have gotten up there. The house is the biggest nope.
Yeah.
That ever noped.
Yeah.
And she don't go there no more. So that's just one of her paranormal experiences that she's had at this ranch. She's had more. And if you want to listen to them, she actually does talk about them on her show, the Witchy Woman podcast. Uh-huh. I'll try to find the episode and we'll put it in the show notes if you want to listen to it.
It's kind of, I mean, it's interesting because our stories are a little similar, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With one of the stories that I have. But while you were talking, I was just interested. Mm-hmm. So you talked about the eye shine and it was yellow. And I was like, what has yellow, like, you know, eye shine? Is that what it's called?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. I had no idea. So owl, cattle, bobcat, raccoon, coyote, mountain lion, a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it stops there.
Those have yellow eye shine?
Yeah. I'm just
thinking, they disappear in the light?
I know, right? I'm just so because I think that she'd mentioned maybe it was a raccoon that was up there, and I was like, do raccoon? Mm-hmm. But she knows. Yeah, they have yellow eyes. But like, dang, girl.
I know. And just so I know some of the background of this property that she's lived on. And like this just being one of the many things that happened to her mm-hmm. at this place. Like there's a multitude of things I think that this could be. And I don't want to like assume anything at this point. Because it's really hard to say. There's a lot of weird shit that goes on in Nebraska. There's also a lot of things that happened in Nebraska. But I don't know what this could be at all. Like, I feel like it's a ghost of some sort of spirit. Mm-hmm. Especially since it disappeared. The yellow eyes, I have never heard of any type of cryptid that had yellow eyes. And I looked up things in... I looked up for paranormal stuff in Nebraska specifically, mm-hmm. And I didn't see anything that had specifically yellow eyes. And I looked for anything that had yellow eyes and didn't really find it. But once again, like, the beauty of paranormal stuff is that we don't know anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That it could be anything. It could be a spirit that lived there before, considering especially that it's such an old house. And we know back in 1912, it was probably a tough life.
Oh my God.
But I don't, yeah, Lindsay knows more than anybody.
Oh my God, everybody. I'm from that time period. I'm representing. And yeah. It was really hard. Okay. I the first thing I thought of for whatever reason was a werewolf.
Okay.
And I'm reading that they most likely do have yellow eyes.
Okay, cool.
That werewolves do. Oh wait, or is that just a wolf? Oh, that's just a wolf, everybody. Sorry, never mind.
Well, you know, also what about like poltergeists too? Because those are noisy ghosts. And this is definitely the definition of a noisy ghost.
Well, and they could have done that. There could have been that mm-hmm. that visual hallucination. Yeah. Not saying she was hallucinating. Then that's not even the right term. I don't know.
Yeah, just having that visual
mm-hmm.
of the eyes.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't stay there either. There's just too much going on there. I think good choice, girl. Don't stay there.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't play that shit.
Mm-mm.
So what's interesting is one of the stories that I have. So I have a couple stories, if you're ready for mine.
I am.
To segue in. So I chose stories that were about some of the hauntings that I had found in Philadelphia. Because it's where I'm from now. I know. My boyfriend is asking me, he was like, when do you say that you're from Philadelphia? And I was like, I don't. I was like, I always say I'm from Texas. I was like, that'll never change. Like, I don't, do you say that you're from Texas or do you say you're from Colorado?
Nobody really asks me here, of course, like, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Texas because there are very few people that are actually from Colorado anymore that I've met here.
Yeah.
But like, if somebody asks me, where do I live in Colorado. I don't know.
I always say I live in Philadelphia, but I just moved here because I'm from Texas.
It's a flex.
Yeah. I don't somehow. Know. Jesus. Okay. So this is a story that comes from a neighborhood in, Philly called Fairmount.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a home that was three stories and a couple lived there. And on the third story, they had a guest room where people didn't stay very often. But at one point, of course, people came into town. They stayed in that third story room. And the next morning, the wife of the husband who had stayed in that third story came downstairs. And she was telling the couple how she felt like she was awake and that she had like a very vivid dream. And she felt like there was a woman in the room with her, who was very small. She was petite. She was an Italian woman who was dressed in all black, who was just sitting in a chair in the corner watching her as she was sleeping. And they were like, oh, that's really interesting, you know, and then wrapped up the story, had breakfast, the friends left. And then the woman was like, my great grandma died in that room and she was a small Italian woman.
Oh my God.
And she didn't tell anybody about it. But this is one of the things that I thought about. I was like, so if you had the opportunity to haunt something or someone after you passed, what would it be and would you do it?
Oh my God, I would haunt you if I died first.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. Of course I'd haunt you, dude.
Oh my God.
I love you so much. Oh my
God. So what would you do?
I don't know what I would do. I do cute things, I think. I think I would do funny things. Like maybe I would draw like penises on the mirror whenever you get out of the shower.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, I would do cute things. Or maybe kitty cats.
Oh my gosh. Little meow.
Yeah, I draw kitty cats. Yeah.
But I bet you if I saw them, I'd be like, oh my God.
I know, right? You'd be scared.
I'd be like, somebody's been in here and they drew penis on my window.
Okay, I won't do that. I'll do kitty cats. I mean, that would still be scary, but that might trigger something in your brain to be like, wait a second.
I don't know. I'm pretty out there. I think I would be scared no matter what.
I think that I would probably show up in pictures too.
Oh my God.
What would you do?
Well, this changes everything. I knew you were going to ask me that. I knew you were going to ask me, and I haven't a clue what I would do and who I would haunt. Like, I have no idea. But I'm glad that you were able to answer the question. Moving on. Let me see. Okay, here's my second story. So this story is from the 80s and it's in North Philly. And like, from what I understand, North Philly is kind of scary right now. So it wasn't scary.
Why is it scary?
There's a lot of, unfortunately, so there's an opioid crisis here.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad. And in Northern Philly, that's where a lot of the people reside who are currently experiencing this crisis. So there's a lot of crime. The murder rate is really high. There's a lot of drug use. Like, you can't get down the street without running into it. But I mean, really, I can't walk down the street without seeing somebody on drugs ever. But I feel like that's anywhere you go. I feel like it was the same in Austin.
Any big city. Yeah.
You're going to see it. I see it a little more here than I used to. I see the heroin lean a lot here.
Yeah.
When that's like where it looks like the person is just going to fall over, like they're leaned over really far and just kind of zoned out. But I don't know. Okay. So Northern Philly in the 80s, this woman bought a gargoyle statue from a guy who was just selling stuff in front of a grocery store. And she bought it and she gifted it to her parents. And soon.
Oh, sweet.
I know. Soon after she gave it to her parents, a crow just appeared in their basement. And so she describes that the house had windows, and the windows, you know, were solid, and they were like the brick glass windows, like what you would maybe see in the bathrooms in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what the windows looked like. And so like they were like, how the fuck did this fucking bird get down here? Like, this is fucking nuts. But apparently every time the father would go downstairs, the bird would swoop at him and try to attack him.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so, but then one day it just disappeared. So around the same time that the crow disappeared, she went over to her parents' house and she found what she described as like an old time baseball cap. Like old fashioned. And she didn't know whose it was or who it belonged to, but her little brother was there. And so she put it on his head because it wouldn't fit on her head. It was too small. And as soon as she did that, her mother came out of the kitchen and started questioning her about the hat. She was like, hey, where did you get that? Where did that hat come from? Whose hat is that? And she was like, I don't know whose fucking hat it is. I thought it was his hat. And it wasn't. Nobody knew whose hat it was. It was just this old ball cap or whatever. So eventually, the mother had decided that this gargoyle was possessed by the devil, specifically because it had like cloven hooves.
Okay.
In which I didn't really think that gargoyles had hooves.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's interesting. But I'm going to look that up while you do that.
Yeah, you look it up. But I also was like, I don't know how often, if something is possessed, that it changes the appearance of whatever it's possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Because the most, whatever. But, so eventually what happened is because of the fear around this gargoyle, the mother gave the gargoyle to her friend, and her friend put it in her trunk. And later that night, it was stolen. The car was stolen.
Oh, shit.
I know. But the gargoyle's still in it. So nobody knows where the gargoyle went, but it's suspected that maybe it was the devil or it was haunted by something. I think it was just possessed by something.
Okay, so I did find a gargoyle. Wow. Gargoyle with cloven hooves.
Okay.
And it is on eBay for $49. Do you want me to get it for you?
No, thank you.
Okay.
That's not really something I would have. But you know what that reminds me of? Is that what? I have the one, like, kind of weird thing that I have. Mm-hmm. A Wendigo. It's a skeleton.
Yeah.
Wendigo. And, like, you saw it and you were like, what the fuck? It's like the
I know.
Like,
just does not scream Lindsay.
Yeah. It, like, doesn't belong. But it's the one, like, weird thing. And it's in my, it's always with my plants in the windowsill. Mm. Just a little Wendigo. Okay. So then I have one more story.
Okay.
This is in Germantown, a Philly. This was in 1978. So this guy went to his brother's house. His brother had bought this house and he had a bunch of friends come over, including himself. They were all just hanging out. They were drinking. They were smoking the THC and everyone had gotten really into it and they all went to bed. And the brother stayed down in the living room and was asleep on the couch. And at one point, he woke up because he had to go to the bathroom. So he went upstairs. He came back downstairs. And his brother's dog was down there. He had a big St. Bernard who was, like, really sweet. Mm-hmm. So he came back downstairs and he hung out with the dog a little bit. Was, like, petting him and giving him love and all that stuff. And then he laid back down on the couch because he was getting sleepy. And immediately upon laying on the couch like started to gyrate and shake and almost like levitate into the air. And the dog started growling and he had like a guttural like growl. And what's really inspiring about this story, especially after the one that you just told, and we're talking bravery here. So this person grew up Catholic. And he said, so naturally, he was like, ah, it's just a poltergeist. They're not going to hurt me. I just have to tell them to stop. So he said, like, I know. So he said, like, as the couch was up in the air, it felt like, and shaking, that he just said, knock it off.
Wow.
And then he said that it did. And that I know, he went back to sleep, and he told everybody the next day, and he said nobody believed him. Which is, like, that's right on course with everything. So
of course,
here's my question to you. What paranormal thing has happened to you that maybe you didn't tell because you didn't think anybody was going to believe you, or nobody believed you when you told it?
You know, I haven't had a whole lot of paranormal experiences that happened to me. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. I remember I saw some lights that were doing funny things in the sky whenever I lived in Austin, of all places. Like, I went to take the trash out, and I was looking at the sky, and there was like these lights that were swooping, you know, like up and down. Like it wasn't like a normal airplane.
It was your first apartment, right?
No, it was my second one.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were swooping around, and I went inside and I told my boyfriend, and I was like, you need to come out here and see this. This is so cool. And he's like, I don't want to see it.
Oh my
like,
God.
He just, you know, just didn't want to, like, he was from the country and he was like, I see that shit all, you know, I saw that shit all the time. And, I don't know if that, you know,
that's
like,
not true. No,
I don't know why that wouldn't have been cool to see, though. You know, like these lights.
Aliens.
Swooping
I see
down.
Aliens all the time.
No big deal.
He's full of it.
I know. So, like, who knows? Like, he may have seen satellites or something like that. But this was something that was definitely like zooming all over the place. It was not in a normal, like, human made. Path, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the only thing that I said something, and I don't know if they didn't believe me. They just didn't want to say. They just didn't want to see it.
Interesting.
What about you, Lindsay? What have you done that you haven't told me about?
I don't know if I have anything because I'm pretty sure I tell everybody everything. I think the worst part, the worst part for me, is not knowing when to say something. Like, I think one of the weirdest experiences I had is whenever. I told you I drove up to a stoplight and I said out loud, so-and-so is dead.
Yeah.
And I knew the person was dead. I said it out loud. And then the next day my friend texted me and they were like, hey, this person is dead. And I was like, I fucking knew it. Like there's been those things because then it's like, hey, by the way, hey, everybody, I knew they were dead when I drove up to a stoplight.
I know that's not that's not something to brag about. Yeah.
So like,
I knew it before all you knew it.
Yeah. There's been like those types of experiences, but I think the one thing that probably stands out, the most in my experience is the very first story I ever told in my life was about the haunting in San Angelo and how there was that little girl that climbed up the ladder of our bunk bed.
Yes.
In which you somewhat remember some of it.
I remember you going through that stuff.
I remember for sure embellishing the story. But you know why which is really sad. I embellished the story, I believe, because I don't think that I was, nobody was believing me as I was saying what happened.
Oh yeah.
Because you remember me like screaming and being really scared.
Yeah.
And begging you to turn the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think you were in charge of the alarm. And we had an old alarm that, like, you had to wind up. Do you remember it?
Like a clock?
Yeah, it was a clock. And, like, it had the two domes. And then it had the middle piece. And the middle piece would go off and ring between the domes or whatever.
Yeah.
We were so old school. So we had one of those. And, like, I remember, like, you threw it on the ground to get it to light up or something. But, I remember you knew I was scared and like screaming. And then I remember telling mom and dad what had happened and they were like, go to bed. Then I was like, but she had a knife.
Yeah. She had a knife and an eyeball hanging out.
Her eyeball was hanging out. And then I made her look like your doll because you had one of those dolls that were like the thing to have that were like life size and they could walk.
Oh my God.
Do you remember
what
that
I did not ever want in my life? Yes.
I don't know
her
why.
Her name was Tina, and I put her in a closet. I got her for like Christmas.
You got her for Christmas. And I remember I was insanely jealous. I remember all the gifts you got. I'd be like, I think that was for me. I think they gave it to her on accident because I always wanted to.
Yeah. I gave that doll to Anessa, I think.
What'd she do with it?
I don't know. Well, I think I let her play with it, but I don't think that, like, I ever played with it, and she wanted to, and so I gave it to her. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so unattached to that. Like, that's fucking creepy. It was, like, my size.
And it walked with
it
you.
It walked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, oh, so then I made it look like your doll. I was like, it looked just like Tina.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it to myself. Yeah, but that's the only story I remember nobody believed me about. I've probably acquired many more. I bet you some of the stories I've told on this show, people don't believe me. So add those to the list.
You know, I have weird things that happen. Like, I don't know that they're necessarily like paranormal, but I have weird things that kind of come full circle to me. Mm-hmm. So I can't even tell you what happened or what one of those things is, but there's a lot of times where I think like that sign was meant for me to be at this spot in this particular moment. Like, I don't know, like learning something and putting it down and never having any type of interest in it again. And then like a couple of years down the road, it's like, oh, this is why I needed that skill, that very specific skill for that I didn't really want.
Yeah.
And now I can use it. I don't know. Like, I don't think that sounds very interesting now that I said it out loud. That is a very poor example, but there's other things that are kind of cooler that happen to me that are just like, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to just stop right there. Oh, you want to wrap it up then?
We'll wrap this baby up. We'll do the outro, as they say. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it is the outro.
Welp, see you later, bitches.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Oh, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Oh, do you watch that?
No.
Oh, I watch it every year. You should watch it.
I should watch it. No, I just saw that Macaulay Culkin got his name on the Hollywood Stars.
That little sweetheart.
I know. Bless his little heart. He's come a really long way. And he deserves his Hollywood star.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so proud of him.
What a great inspiration of a person and how resilient people can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. Anyways.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Bye-bye.
Bye.